Mishnayis Brachis Perik Hey. We're learning this Leilu Nishmas Sarerelke Basarab Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, whose yahrzeit was on, whose day of passing was on Achron Shel Pesach Etovshin Ayin, and this is learned B'Toich Shloishim of her passing. Mishnah Aleph. That we do not start davening only with a bent head, which means subdued to Hashem. Chassidim Rishonim or Yeshayim Shachas Mispalim. The Chassidim of the olden days, they would wait an hour before the davening, Kedeshi Kavanu Eslibum Lamokim, so that they should prepare their hearts to Hashem. Afila Melech Shoyel Bishleima Yileishivenu. Even if the king gives peace, greets him, so you're not permitted to answer in the middle of the davening. This means we're talking about a Jewish king, but a non-Jewish king, then you can respond to him even in the middle of Shemini Esrei. Even if a snake is wrapped around your foot, then you're not allowed to interrupt. But also we're talking about a snake which doesn't bite, so then he doesn't have to he shouldn't interrupt. But if it's a snake that bites, then he could interrupt. Says the Bartanura that ein engdim li spalel bot mitoch kovidroish. Kovidroish says the Bartanura hachno umoira, that is subdue and awe, fear. The Ksiva says in Tehillim Perik Beis, ivdu es Hashem biyira, serve God with fear. Va'avoida. And this service, zutfilahi, that refers to prayer. It says the Chassidim or Rishonim would shoyim sho'achas. They would delay, they would wait for an hour. B'mokim shabo lispal. In the place that they came to daven, they would first wait for an hour to prepare themselves for the davening, until they can direct their mind to Hashem. Afila melech shoyel b'shloimei, shouldn't interrupt in the middle of the Shemini Esrei. V'davke melech Yisrael, talking specifically about a Jewish king. Avol melech akum, but if it's a non-Jewish king, poisek, then he can interrupt. Shelo yargenu, he shouldn't kill him. The says afilu nochush korach alakeve, even if there's a snake wrapped around his heel, his foot, he shouldn't interrupt. But davke nochush, but it's specifically a snake. The example is a snake. Shereh pa'am in neshech, because in majority of times he won't bite. Avol akrof, but a scorpion or afe min advorim, or an afev from those matters, shabadai neshchim umemisim, they definitely bite and they kill. Then poisik, then he interrupts. Mishnah base, maskirin gvuris kshamim b'tchis amesim. We mention God's strength from the rain, which is the mashiv horuach umeirat hageshem, in the blessing of tchias amesim, which is the blessing that we give with the words ata giber. And we ask for rain, which is the same talamotor, in the blessing of Mevarech Hashonim. And Havdalah, which is Atochan Antonu, the prayer of Atochan Antonu, we do that in the blessing of Chayin Hadas. Rabbi Kiva says, Oimro Brocha Reviz Bifne Atzma, that the blessing of Havdalah you should say separately, which means that you make after the bracha of Akela Kodesh, you say Atochen Antonu, and you finish with a bracha, not as part of the bracha of Atochenen. Rabbi Lezer says that you say the Havdalah, you say it in the blessing of Moedim. Before you finish the bracha of Moedim, you say Atochen Antonu. Says the Bartanura, Maskirin Gvuris Gishamim, we mention the strength of the rain in the blessing of Tchiz HaMesim. Mashiv HaRuach, when we say that the one who blows the wind, She'ein Eloshim Bakosha, which is not a language of asking for it, El Eloshim Haskorah V'Shevach, but rather a mentioning, a language of mentioning and praise, U'mipnei Sha'a Gishamim, because the rains is achas migvoreisu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are one of God's strength, that one of the strengths of God is that He brings rain, gives rain. The Ksiva, as it says in the Yivhei, Oysu gedol zeh lecheker, He does greatness till no, we can't even investigate. Hanoisin motor al pnei oretz, one who gives rain on the ground, that's the pasuk in the Yuv. Shemach karelu gevuros gishamim, that's why it's called the strength of rain, because that's the gedula, that's one of Hashem's greatness. So we mention it in a way of praise in the beginning, in the bracha of in Tchiyas HaMeisim. But v'shayla, v'shaylin, that the same talamotor, that's we say in a lashon bakash, in a request, we're asking for rain. We do that bebirchas hashanim, in the blessing that we ask that Hashem should make the years good. Betoich shem parnosa, since they are a sustenance, the rain sustains because it grows things for the sustenance. Kavushalosa bebirchas haparnosa, so that's why they instantly set the requesting for rain in the blessing that talks about the parnosa, about the sustenance. That we ask for sustenance. Behavdola, and Havdola that we do on Motzoi Shabbos, when Shabbos goes out, so the prayer of Atachan Antonu we do Bechoinen Hadas, and the blessing of Chen Hadas. Shehi Bracha Rishoino Shel Choyl. That is the first weekday Bracha, where on Shabbos we don't have that, the middle Brachas, and that Chen Hadas is the first middle Bracha. Or be Yerushalmi Omru, in Yerushalmi they say, Bipnei Mat Tikno Havdola, why did they institute, the sages institute, to say Avdolah during the blessing of Chenin Hadas? She'im ein das, because if a person doesn't have understanding Avdolah Menayin, he doesn't know how to distinguish. So, in order to make Avdolah to distinguish between Shabbos and the weekday, the Atachen Antona comes from the level that we have das, and that's why it belongs in the bracha of Atachenin. V'chein halocha, and so the halocha is like him. Mishnah Gimel. When one says that just like you have mercy on birds' birds that are in the nest, and you instructed that you should not take away the mother together with the children, so you should also have mercy on us. Or he says that your name should be mentioned because of good. Or Moedim, Moedim, Mishat Kenoise. Or he says two times Moedim, not once, but two times Moedim. So then we make him quiet. In all these cases, he should not say it again like that. Because when one says that just as you have mercy on a nest, on the nest of the birds, so then it turns out, it looks like that he's accepting the mitzvahs from Hashem, that they are because of mercy. But in truth, that we have to do the mitzvahs because they're decrees from Hashem, that Hashem decreed in us, and we are His servants. Therefore, he should not say, Al kein tzipar yagiu rachamecho, that just like your mercy should reach us, just like the bird's nest. And when he says, Al tov yizocher shmecho, that for the good your name should be mentioned, so it turns out that only for the good we praise Hashem and not of the bad. But in truth, a person should always praise Hashem on the bad just like on the good. And when he says two times Moedim, then it seems as he is giving praise to two gods. So before he says Moedim to one god, and then he says Moedim to another god. Therefore, you have to tell him that he should not say it again. However, lifnei hateva v'toh, when one prays in front of, goes before the box, before the omelet, he leads the services, and he made a mistake, yaver achet tachtov, so another person should go to the omelet to take his place, v'lo yisar b'dover, and at that time, the other person should not refuse, he shouldn't allow to be begged, menayin yeh maschil, from which place should the second one begin? From the beginning of the blessing in which the original person, the original Shliach Tzibur, made a mistake. So that if the first person made a mistake in the middle of the blessing, the other one who takes his place begins from the beginning of the brach. Says the Bartanura, so one who says, Al kein tzipur yagiu rachamecho, which means, kemoi shigiu rachamecho, just like your mercy is reached. Al tzipoir, al kein tzipoir, So v'gezarta, and you decreed l'tikachem al bonim, not to take the mother with the children. Kein chuz v'racham aleinu. So you should have a mercy on us. Yagiu rachamecho. You should reach your mercy. Should reach us also. V'shatkinos. So in all these cases, we make him quiet. V'shatkinos. So why? Shaisim midoisu shalom kodesh baruch hu. Then he makes God's measures, God's conduct rachamim, as mercy. But Hashem's mitzvahs are just a decree of a king on his servants. If he says al toivi zocher shemecha, that for the good your name should be mentioned, mashma, then it appears al tovos chonayde l'cha, that we're going to thank you for your goods. But on the bad, we won't thank you. But we are obligated to bless for the bad, just like we bless for the good. If he says moidim moidim, we also make him quiet. Why? It seems like he's accepting upon himself two gods. Mefarish bi Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi explains, Adod de Tema, this is what you say, that Bitzibur, that is in the community, in public, not to say it. Abu Biyochid, but by a single person, davening by himself, Tachanunim Haim, those are begging of beseeching, and it's okay. So now, but at the time that somebody made a mistake, it says, at that time it shouldn't be difficult to accept and take the place, as it is the way of the others who descend, who go to daven in front of the box, who go to the bishlich tzibur. So the first time you have to refuse when you're asked. You have to show that you don't want, but this person, he shouldn't refuse. When you tell him, go down, go to the Amid, they had to descend, that's where their Amid was lower, that's why it says Reid. Because it's an embarrassment, so that the prayer should be so long interrupted. So because we need to start right away, so you should go and not allow for this interruption. Mishnah Dalet. The one who is praying in front of the Amud, he leads the services, he should not answer Amen after the Kohanim go to the Duchen, to their high place, to bless Dubich's Kohanim. Because since he has to read and lead before the Kohanim, that they should say. And when he will say in the middle, he will say Amen. So it might happen that he's going to forget where he's up to, and he won't know where to start. Therefore, the chazan, the one who leads, should be quiet. And if there is no other kohen, only him, only the one who's leading the services, the chazan, so then he shouldn't duchen, then he shouldn't do the brichas kohanim. Because immediately after the duchening, he has to start the blessing of Siv Sholem. And he might be mixed up from the duchening, from the blessing, so he won't be able to begin immediately Sim Sholem. And that's not going to be nice for the community. But if he is certain by himself that despite the fact that he's not going to get mixed up, that he will be able to, after Neses Kapov, after duchening, raising his hands, he will be able to say Sim Sholem, so then he's permitted to duchenik and do the Birchas Kohanim. This is only that there's no other kohen in the shul, but it's only the chazan. But if there is other kohanim in shul in the synagogue, then the chazan, if he is the kohen, he shouldn't duchen, even if he knows that he's not going to get mixed up because there's somebody else that can do the duchenik. Says the Bar Tanura that Hamispalel, it says in the one who goes before the box who leads the services, he should not answer Amen. He should not answer after Kohanim Amen. So the Bar Tanura b'seif kol bracha, in the end of each bracha after Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, he doesn't say Amen. K'moshe shar tziburoinim, as the rest of the community answers. And the reason is mipnei hatiruf, because of getting mixed up. Shaloi titrev daite, his mind shouldn't get mixed up. The yita, and he's going to make a mistake. because the shliach tzibur, the sent by the community, the chazan, he needs to start the second blessing. Yoyer Hashem, he has to start with Yoyer. Ulahakris len mila b'mila, and to read before them word for word. V'yana amen, if he's going to answer amen, lo yuchal lekavin, he won't be able to direct his mind. V'lachzal l'tfilosim mayer, to get back to his prayer, to Sim Sholim. Ulahazchil abrocha k'roi, shiazchil, to begin the blessing as is fitting for him to begin. So, now the Mishnah says, if there's no other kain but him, lo yisas kapov, he should not raise his hands, should not do the birchas kahanim, shema lo yuchal lekavin, because maybe he won't be able to have kavanah, v'lachzer litfilos, and go back to his prayer, la'aschil sim sholim, to begin sim sholim. Because his mind will still be mixed up from the fear of the community. So therefore, he shouldn't do chen at all. However, if he's guaranteed kolaymer to say im, but tuachu, if he is certain that his mind is not going to be mixed up from the fear of the community, then he could go ahead and duchen for them, even if he is the shliach tzibur. Mishnah Hey, Hamispalu Veto Simon Raloi. One who prayed and he made a mistake, that's a bad sign for him. Vim Shliach Tziburhu Simon Ralo Shochav. And if it's a Shliach Tzibur sent by the community, the Chazan, and if he makes a mistake, meaning that if he leads the services, so then it's a bad sign for the community that sent him. Because the agent of a person is like the person, so if the community sent him, it's like the community. Amru Alova Rab Chanina Ben Doisa. They would relate about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa that he would pray for the people that were sick. So after his prayer, he would be able to say, this one will live and this one will die. So then they asked by him, how do you know? So he answered, if my prayer is easy, goes easy from my mouth, then I know that it was accepted. And if not, I know that it was not be that it's not accepted. Says the Bar Tanura in Hey, im shigura tfilosi, if the prayer is shigura, which means shigura, it's organized bifi in my mouth. Bimirutza quickly. Veinin nichsholba, I don't stumble over the prayer, then I know that it's being accepted. But if not, I know shumeturuf. I know that it's not accepted. Shachoyle meturuf. I know that the sick person is meturuf. K'moy ach toyrof toyrof, that he was taken. Pirush achal loshon toyfinloy tfilosi bifonov. It's from the language toyfinloy, his prayer in his face in the Gemara Fehemet Beis. K'loymer hatfilo sheispalu olov. The prayer they prayed for him is muturefes meturuda mimenu. It's taken away and it's preoccupied from him, and it's not accepted.